National Association of Broadcasters wraps up its annual convention today in Las Vegas, and one of the NAB's biggest concerns is the latest FCC ruling covering broadcast content. The FCC's ruling was challenged this week by a coalition of broadcasters, labor unions, and free speech advocates. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
The most recent FCC action came in response to an acceptance speech by U2 singer Bono at last year's Golden Globe Awards. During the live broadcast, he used what's euphemistically termed the F-word to describe his excitement. Initially, the FCC's Enforcement Bureau ruled the usage was not obscene, but in the wake of Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl, the full commission overturned that ruling and left some broadcasters wondering what could be said and what couldn't. Tom Keegan is executive vice president of Minnesota Public Radio.
They've given us one word that we all know, okay, this word you're going to fine us for. They haven't told us what the other words are. We have no idea.
Minnesota Public Radio is one of 24 petitioners who asked the FCC on Monday to reconsider its obscenity ruling. The American Civil Liberties Union also signed the petition. Chris Hansen is senior staff counsel for the ACLU.
The new rule specifically says it will punish any broadcaster who allows the F word to be heard over broadcast radio or broadcast TV. But it also says that it will punish equally offensive words and equally offensive images. But it doesn't define what those are.
Hansen says one of the petitioners' concerns is that the FCC's language is unconstitutionally vague.
Everyone finds some form of speech offensive, but we don't have a scheme in this country where we ban offensive speech, except under this new FCC rule. The ordinary rule, the First Amendment rule, is that we allow offensive speech and we express our disagreement with that offensive speech by more speech.
Hansen and others worry that without clear definitions, broadcasters will unnecessarily censor themselves. But on Tuesday, FCC Chairman Michael Powell told the National Association of Broadcasters Convention it's not the government's place to specify acceptable language.
You do not want the government to write a red book of what you can say and not say. The very breath that is being criticized now as constituting a vague chilling effect is also the breath that allows the commission to be cautious and conservative in the evaluation of context and other mitigating factors that provide a range of judgment.
But it was the lack of clear definition that led Minnesota Public Radio to ask writer Bill Holm to change the language of a friend's poem he was going to read for broadcast. He replaced a variation on the F word with the phrase dirty word.
Gave him the book and asked him to quote any passage out of Shakespeare. Every other word was dirty word this and dirty word that.
Bill Holm is not so sure that absolute definitions of acceptable language are a good idea.
I only wish that we could make some kind of distinction between the perfectly awful, brainless, profanity-filled scripts that you sometimes hear in movies and the honest use of real working-class speech in literature, and that we were able to make intelligent distinctions rather than making rules.
The FCC's Enforcement Bureau, which initially ruled that Bono's use of the F-word was not obscene, will review the petition filed this week, then refer it to the commissioners for action. The ACLU's Chris Hansen says if the FCC does not redefine its obscenity ruling, the next likely step is the courts. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.